Welcome to the Digital Flight Podcast, your flight plan to the evolving digital economy. How do digital trends impact you, your organization, and your industry? Deep dive into these questions with Dr. Brian Lambert as he helps you avoid the turbulence and explore the highs and lows of transformation, innovation, and execution.
Real quick, one quick favor to ask from you. There's one simple way that you can support our show, and that is by hitting that follow-up button on this app you're listening to this show on right now. The only free thing I'll ask from you is that you hit the follow or like button on this app. That helps us more than I could articulate, and it really allows us to keep doing what we're doing here. I really appreciate it.
Digital Flight 71, runway transformation right, cleared for takeoff, dynamic 220.
Cabin is secure for departure.
Fasten your seatbelts. The Digital Flight Podcast takes off now.
Once upon a time, in a world where messages traveled slower than a snail on a leisurely stroll, there came a remarkable idea that would change the skies forever. This isn't just a fairy tale. It's the story of how airmail took flight, a magical journey that began with bold dreams and very fragile airplanes. In lands far and wide, people waited weeks, sometimes even months, for a letter or a package. It was a time when patience wasn't just a virtue, it was a necessity. But as the pages of the calendar turned, so did the minds of visionaries who dreamed of the skies as a pathway to connect hearts and minds faster than ever before. These dreamers looked at airplanes, those wondrous new machines that had begun to conquer the heavens. And they saw not just potential for adventure, but for bringing people closer together. What if, they pondered with a twinkle in their eye, we could send letters flying across the sky? What if we could make the world a little smaller, one letter at a time? And with a dash of courage, and a sprinkle of ingenuity, the first airmail service took flight. It was not easy. Oh no. The pilots faced towering clouds, roaring winds, and endless blue, with nothing more than their bravery and a compass to guide them. Yet with each letter, each parcel that leapt across the clouds, the world did indeed grow smaller. One fine day in 1918, the United States Post Office Department took a very bold step into the skies, inaugurating the world's first regularly scheduled airmail service. Imagine the excitement, the anticipation as people gathered to witness this historic moment, their eyes sparkling with the promise of a new era. At the heart of this pioneering venture was a daring young pilot named Lieutenant George L. Boyle. With a bag of mail strapped securely in his biplane, he took off into the horizon, embarking on a journey that would forever change the way we think about mail. And oh, the adventure that awaited him. Despite the challenges, the spirit of airmail could not be dampened. From this moment on, airmail grew wings. Cities across the globe were stitched together by threads of airborne letters and packages. So as we continue our journey through this tale of airmail today, let's remember the courage of those aviators and the fluttering hearts of those who waited for their messages from the skies. Their stories are a testament to human ingenuity and the enduring desire to make a world a little smaller, one letter at a time.
Captain, this is F.O. Taylor. Please clarify what that has to do with digital transformation on our in-flight checklist. Over.
Great question, First Officer Taylor. In the early days of airmail, individuals looked at the vast sky and they didn't see anything but a space to cross. And they saw a new way to connect the world. They didn't wait for the future to find them. They built it with their own hands and courage. This story speaks to us, the modern digital aviator, about the importance of seizing the moment, crafting your own path, and leveraging the tools and technologies at your disposal The precision they required in those early days to deliver messages across the uncharted skies mirrors our need to manage and transmit data with accuracy in an ever-expanding digital universe. Every decision that they made, from navigating by landmarks to weathering storms, underscores the importance of our meticulous planning and our execution in our endeavors. The margin for error was slim, yet their commitment to delivering each letter to its rightful owner teaches us the value of ensuring that every piece of data reaches its intended destination correctly and securely. Furthermore, these pioneers didn't just follow the routes laid out before them. There were many. They charted new courses, embodying the spirit of innovation that drives progress. They transformed the dream of airmail into a reality, laying the foundation for the interconnected world we live in today. This pioneering spirit is especially relevant in today's era, the age of AI, where we stand on the brink of new digital frontiers, from AI to quantum computing. And it reminds us that the unknown isn't to be feared, but explored and harnessed. As digital pilots, navigating the complex skies of the internet, cloud computing, big data, AI, the story of airmail's inception can be a beacon for us. It illuminates the importance of foresight and accuracy, and more importantly, the courage to innovate. These lessons are crucial as we architect the digital landscapes of tomorrow. By drawing inspiration from the past, we can learn to build more resilient and flexible structures for managing data. Just like the way airmail routes were meticulously planned and executed. The story of airmail teaches us to anticipate change, adapt to it, and always aim for uncharted horizons, ensuring that the vast digital ecosystem that we have to navigate remains connected, efficient, and valuable, much like the airmail service did for people across the continents centuries ago. Just as the airmail communication, we are tasked with transforming data into meaningful, actionable insight that can bridge distances and make things happen.
Digital Flight 71, Transformation Tower. We need a deep dive into the ocean of big data. It's time to harness the power of analytics to drive informed decisions. Over.
Roger that, Transformation Tower. We'll explore the underlying concepts that make data and information valuable as we navigate our digital transformation efforts. Over. As we glide from the daring heights of the early airmail story, which is a narrative steeped in courage and vision and the relentless pursuit of connecting distant corners of the world, we also find ourselves at the cusp of a new horizon. This story about airmail is more than a historical recount. It's actually a powerful metaphor for the journey of digital transformation we are navigating today. The audacity of those aviators charting the unknown skies to deliver messages is just like the innovators and integrators in the age of AI. Just as the pioneers of airmail had to meticulously plan their routes, understanding both the capabilities of their aircraft and the geography below, organizations today must also navigate the vast and ever-expanding digital landscape with precision and foresight. The transition from physical letters soaring across the sky to digital data traversing the globe at the speed of light marks a significant evolution in how we connect and communicate. Yet at the heart of both endeavors lies a common challenge: seamlessly integrating the new technologies into existing frameworks to enhance and not hinder our ability to reach one another. The story of airmail brings to life the essence of balancing innovation and integration. It wasn't merely about the planes or the pilots. It was about creating a system that could reliably deliver information, connecting people across continents and cultures. Similarly, as we venture deeper into the AI age, the focus shifts on how we can harness these powerful new tools in a way that complements and strengthens our existing digital architectures, ensuring that the leap towards automation and personalization and intelligent decision-making elevates our collected capabilities without introducing drag on the system. We're going to explore this delicate balance between pushing the boundaries of what's technologically possible and ensuring those advancements work in harmony with the systems and processes that form the backbone of our digital organization and society. From the early days of airmail to the dawn of AI-driven innovations, the journey is one of ingenuity, and it's a testament to our enduring quest to connect. Let's carry forward the pioneering spirit of those aviators and apply the lessons of adaptability and foresight and strategic integration into the challenges that we face, because the horizon is vast and the possibilities are endless.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your flight attendant speaking. As we cruise through the latest technology trends, we remind you to stay connected with us. Let's make this journey interactive over time.
So what's the big challenge? The big challenge that must be overcome to be successful today, based on this narrative of the airmail development and its parallel to you as a digital pilot, it's all about integration and harmonization. You've got to think about the evolving technologies, but do it in the context of existing infrastructures and systems while ensuring you have reliability, security, and accessibility across the globe. It's like moving from the skies to the silicone. Our journey through the story of airmail transitions to this modern challenge, mitigating operational drag in the relentless pursuit of the AI age. This challenge isn't just about the intricacies of adopting new technologies, it's a test of our ability to innovate responsibly and sustainably within the frameworks that we've deployed and built. Drag, which is the friction that slows our progress down and dims the potential of our innovations, emerges when there's a disconnect between the speed of technological evolution and the readiness of our systems to embrace it. The leap toward AI demands more than just the adoption of new technologies. It's not about more. It's about the harmonious integration that respects and enhances the established systems, processes, and perhaps more importantly, the human elements at play. The task before you is daunting, but I hope you find it exhilarating. It requires a blend of visionary thinking and perhaps more importantly, pragmatic action. Forecasting the future needs while solidifying the ground beneath us. We're called to bridge this chasm between rapid innovation and the sustainable scaling of these advancements, ensuring our networks, both digital and physical, not only withstand the pressure, but thrive under it. So let's pause and reflect on three things that I've seen in this story of the past, these lessons that continue to guide us through the challenges and opportunities. First, I see the power of vision. It was a vision that transformed the skies from mere expanses to be marveled at into the highways that connected lives and dreams. This vision wasn't just about overcoming the physical distance, but about foreseeing a future where the world could be more interconnected. In today's fast-paced digital landscape, this lesson reminds us of the importance of looking beyond the horizon. Imagining not just what is, but what could be. The second thing I see in this story is perseverance. These early aviators faced more than just technical difficulties. They had to brave the elements. Think about it. Their cockpits had no domes. They had no glass. They were wearing goggles in the wind. And they faced more than just technical difficulties. They had to navigate the landmarks and sometimes their own instincts. Yet their determination to keep the mail flying against all odds speaks volumes about the relentless spirit of human endeavors. This perseverance is a beacon as we tackle the complexities and uncertainties of digital innovation. It teaches us that obstacles are not just endpoints, but stepping stones Lastly, the story brings to light the value of connection. Airmail was more than a service, it was a lifeline, a tangible thread that linked people across continents and even cultures. It reminds us that at the heart of all advancements is the true purpose to foster some connection between individuals, communities, and organizations. In an age where digital interconnection is everywhere, this lesson urges us to remember that technology shouldn't replace the human connection, but give that human connection more meaning. These three lessons, vision, perseverance, and the value of connection, resonate deeply in our age of AI as a digital pioneer taking flight. These are not just historical footnotes, but guidelines or beacons as we navigate the ever-evolving digital skies. So let's carry forward this legacy and shape a future where technology continues to bring us closer. These three lessons, while rooted in history, are profoundly relevant. I think it's important to take a step back and ask yourself, do you need to update your vision? The vision of airmail was not just about bridging those physical distances, but thinking about the interconnected nature of the holistic system. Perhaps you need to take a step back and update your vision so that you can look beyond the current capabilities and anticipate the infrastructure and processes needed to adapt to AI technology. Take that forward-looking perspective so that you're not just reacting, but you're proactively preparing for your systems to evolve. Then I would encourage you to rethink and revisit your own perseverance. There's a lot of physical and mental stamina required in a new dawn of AI. Early aviators had to persevere in the face of daunting challenges, and this emphasized the importance of resilience, not just in the pursuit of technologies, but resilience in our own ability to tackle complexity. Certainly, mindset is critical, but our ability to think through the complexities of the AI age and all of the integration required, the ethics that we need to think about, the legal aspects, the view of data, understanding where our data comes from, the value of that data, is not just a barrier, but it's an opportunity to refine and strengthen our systems. Perseverance in this sense becomes an iterative process where setbacks are part of the journey. The third piece is I would encourage you to step back and enhance your connection. For me, the value of connection is really critical. I find myself, it's very easy for me to isolate and perhaps spend time writing or thinking alone. But this value of connection is important because it underscores the role of technology in strengthening human connections, not isolating us. As we embrace AI and other digital innovations, this is going to take on a new dimension. The connections between individuals, organizations, and communities, in practical terms, means that designing AI systems and digital platforms that prioritize user experience and accessibility. It's important to ensure that technology acts as a bridge, not a barrier. It's important to have deeper, more meaningful interactions. These three lessons, vision, perseverance, connection, they can guide us as digital pioneers navigating the intricacies of integrating AI into our organizations, especially on the operational side. Let's look at how this can unfold in real life. I like to use case stories and examples that can model what we're talking about on each episode. A compelling example that encapsulates the essence of vision, perseverance, and connection through technological integration and harmonization is the transformation of the New York Times from a traditional newspaper into a digital-first news organization. This transition highlights how an established institution can adapt to the digital age, embracing data analytics and artificial intelligence to maintain its relevance. Let's talk about vision. The New York Times recognized early in the shift of readers' habits towards digital consumption and the potential of online platforms. The organization's leadership envisioned a future where news and information were primarily disseminated through digital channels, leveraging the power of data analytics to understand reader preferences and tailor content accordingly. This foresight was crucial to guiding New York Times' strategic decisions. Let's talk about perseverance. Think about it, transitioning from a print-centric model to a digital-first approach had many challenges. There was likely to be internal resistance, a need to develop new skills among the workforce, and of course, there are financial risks associated with altering the revenue model from print advertising and print sales to digital subscriptions and online ads. The New York Times' commitment to this digital transformation required persistent effort and the willingness to experiment and learn from failures. Over the years, perseverance paid off as the publication has successfully built one of the most successful digital subscription models in the news industry, demonstrating resilience and perseverance in the face of industry-wide upheaval. Third, connection. The essence of connection in the New York Times journey lies in its approach to integrating technology with journalism. By harnessing data analytics and AI, the New York Times has been able to offer more personalized content to its readers, from recommending articles based on reading habits to customizing news alerts and newsletters. This strategy has not only improved user engagement, but also strengthened the bond between the New York Times and its global audience. The organization's commitment to maintaining the integrity of its reporting while innovating on the digital front has helped it stay connected. So as you can see with this example, the New York Times story is not just about a newspaper going digital or the concept of digital transformation. And in essence, their journey continues. It's never really over. It's about how this organization can stay true to its mission while navigating the complexities of digital transformation. By embodying the concept of vision, demonstrating perseverance, and fostering connections with its community, the New York Times has set a benchmark for others in the industry, showing that even the oldest institutions can reinvent themselves. I can't help but thinking again about this concept of the airmail service, these letters going across the sky. So how do we take these concepts that are from the late 1800s and look at another industry, perhaps you're not even in the print and media industry, and think about how we can take action as digital pilots? How do we implement these facets of vision and perseverance and connection more effectively in our own organizations? Well, when it comes to implementing vision, my thoughts on that are you've got to stay informed and future-oriented. Stay abreast of technological trends and innovations. Don't run away. Lean into it. You can attend conferences, webinars, thought leadership, even podcasts. Another aspect of implementing your vision is to engage in planning, strategic planning. Incorporate your vision for leveraging emerging technologies into the strategic plan. Write it down. Clear objectives. Defined goals. Outline a roadmap. And foster a culture of innovation. Invite others to experiment and take risks. Pilot things and try things. Set aside the budget to do that. When it comes to cultivating perseverance, you can build resilience into your projects. Anticipate challenges and setbacks when integrating new technologies, develop contingency plans, and encourage a problem-solving mindset. You can celebrate the small wins and the ability to actually create progress through failure. You can reinforce this continuous improvement approach by learning through doing. And then maintain your focus on long-term goals. Keep the organization's eyes on the prize, regularly communicating the long-term benefits, enduring through challenges, and ensuring that everyone remains motivated. The third piece is fostering connection. Leverage data to understand needs. Use data analytics to gain insights into the needs and preferences of your teams and your customers. You can invest in collaboration tools, implement technologies that facilitate communication, not just with the IT team or the team that you're on, but with other teams as well. Promote cross-departmental initiatives, invite other perspectives, encourage people to ask questions that perhaps are not routinely involved in your projects. These can be a catalyst for integrating new technologies across your organization. By taking these steps as a digital pilot, you can steer your organization towards a future where vision and perseverance and connection are not just abstract ideals, but practical strategies. Remember to take a small step at a time, to start small, aim high, and navigate your flight path. So, what have we learned? As digital pilots working to integrate strategies and technologies into your organization, we're talking about the idea of driving to endless possibilities through innovation and drawing inspiration from pioneering spirits of early airmail services. We're looking at the importance of vision and perseverance and connection, and embracing this forward-looking perspective is critical for identifying and leveraging emerging technologies and, for example, AI and data. Fostering deep connections within our teams and our stakeholders is key to ensure that technological advancements enhance rather than disrupt human elements. When we talk about taking that and putting it into action, there are specific things that we looked at, from cultivating these values within your own environment, staying informed and engaged, learning from setbacks, creating bonds through collaboration, inviting differing perspectives. All of these guide us towards a future where technology and human ingenuity soar together towards new horizons. And I think in that, the key takeaway, the number one biggest insight from our exploration so far, is it's critical to foster a culture of adapted learning. Digital pilots have to champion an environment that not only embraces change, but thrives on it. That means cultivating a mindset across your team of continuously learning, being agile, and developing new practices. Success in integrating digital strategies hinges on your ability to and capacity to learn. Digital pilots, it's important to lead by example, showing resiliency, curiosity, innovation, adaptability. And this adaptive learning is the bedrock for developing new approaches to AI and data integration to overcome operational inefficiencies and accelerate decision-making in our digital strategies.
We will now be going through the podcast and serving your pioneering perspective. You may want to write this down.
Now I want to share today's pioneering perspective. Today's pioneering perspective is adaptive ingenuity. What a great call out for us. In embracing your own flight plan, remember the journey into digital works together in integrating strategies and practices, but you have to be precise, proactive, and pioneering. That means adaptive ingenuity is critical. This pioneering perspective is about embracing the fluidity of the digital landscape with a mindset that thrives on innovation and flexibility and creative problem solving. Imagine taking flight and navigating through the uncharted skies. The expanse airspace represents the digital world, vast and unpredictable and filled with opportunities. Just as early navigators and pilots had stars and clouds and landmarks to guide them, your vision directs you towards unexplored territories. It's your adaptive ingenuity that will allow you to harness the winds of change, adjust your flight plan, navigate weather shifts, and find new paths through the storms. It's not just about facing the unknown, but leveraging it, leaning into it, and turning challenges into intermediate steps towards innovation. This pioneering perspective of adaptive ingenuity helps you empower others to view every technological hurdle not as a barrier, but as a chance to innovate. Let the concept of adaptive ingenuity be your guide. Let it inspire you to build a culture within your organization that celebrates resilience, fosters learning, and encourages an entrepreneurial spirit. As digital pilots, you have the power to steer your organizations into the future with confidence and creativity. Embrace this pioneering perspective and watch as new horizons of innovation and success unfold. Embracing the pioneering perspective of adaptive ingenuity, it's not just an option, it's a necessity, especially as we delve further into the uncharted territories of AI and advanced data analytics, machine learning, and more cyber-physical systems. It's crucial to recognize the transformative impact this approach can have both as stewards of your organization and on the individuals within. Let's envision how putting adaptive ingenuity into action reshapes our digital landscape. For executives, this pioneering perspective means leading with a mindset that thrives on flexibility. It's about seeing data points and harnessing the full potential of AI. Imagine the possibilities when decisions are not just reactive, but proactive. For customers, adaptive ingenuity is profound. In a world where personalization is often expected and it's seldom perfected, your commitment to evolving with your audience's needs can set new benchmarks. Through AI and data analytics, fine-tuning this pioneer's perspective offers you the ability to not only personalize, but be deeply relevant. This level of attentiveness fosters a connection that goes beyond transactions. It can actually build trust and loyalty and advocacy. So put this pioneering perspective into action. Start with the continuous learning approach. Challenge your teams to think beyond conventional solutions and to experiment and foster a culture where innovation is celebrated. And more importantly, keep customers at the heart of every decision, leveraging AI and data to not only meet their expectations, but to exceed them. Reflecting on our journey today, we started with this tale of the early airmail service. We looked at pioneering and their spirit of innovation and determination, and then we applied that to our digital horizons. Adaptive ingenuity helps us drive forward and take action, and I encourage you to answer that call. Just like the spirit of those early aviators, let that be your guide. After each episode, we invite you to share your thoughts, suggestions, and stories. So keep the feedback and ideas coming. And as we depart today's digital flight and take the first step towards cultivating an environment, remember every significant digital transformation starts with someone daring to try something new. Be that pioneer in your organization. Now it's time for the Digital Flight Throttle Up. Here at Digital Flight, we conclude each episode with a throttle up moment. It's our way of turning up the energy and inspiring others as we wrap up. Think of it as the final boost that propels that rocket into final orbit. And remember this journey that we're on together? It's not just about the destinations we might reach. It's far more about the transformation we experience along the way, the connections that we forge, and the legacy that we're building. So as you navigate the intricate digital skies, keep these beacons in mind. Be precise. In the vast expanse of the digital realm, accuracy and a keen eye for detail will be your best navigational tools. Remember, it's the small details that make the biggest difference. Be proactive. Don't just react to the winds of change. Anticipate them. Look ahead. Identify potential challenges. Be one step ahead of those challenges is what sets true digital pilots apart. Be pioneering. Embrace the spirit of innovation. The digital frontier is vast and ever expanding. There's always something new on the horizon. So keep pushing forward, exploring uncharted territories. Stay brave in the face of uncertainty. Stay endlessly curious about the world around you. And more than anything, keep pioneering. You're not just flying through the digital age, you're charting its course. Until next time, keep your throttle up and your eyes on the skies. Safe travels, digital pilots. Wheels up.
Digital Flight 17, this is Transformation Tower. Welcome back to the ground. Congratulations on a successful journey. Please taxi to your gate at your convenience. Looking forward to your next takeoff on the digital runway. Transformation Tower out.
Thanks for joining us. To become a digital pilot and accelerate your journey, make sure you've subscribed to our show in your favorite podcast player. If you have an idea of what you want to hear in a future show or have a story to share, you can email us at digitalflightpodcast@gmail.com. You can also connect with us by going to digitalflight.pro or by sending Brian Lambert a LinkedIn connection request. Thank you for flying with us. We'll see you next time.